Good morning. Welcome to a Thursday. It's Tony Curry here on Tony Curry Radio. Check it every single morning here on Facebook and Facebook Live. I hope you're doing fantastic. You get any ideas or anything you want to mention while you're watching the short little show here, make sure you go ahead and type it in. We'll get into it. Talk about the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing here in a minute. I am the court of public opinion. I speak for every man and woman sometimes. And we'll talk about that coming in a few minutes. A couple programming notes. We have a brand new Blues Almighty. I always say this about every show we have. It's one of my favorite shows. It is unlike any blues show you'll hear anywhere in the country. And Austin Hanks just knocks it out of the park. He's got special guests. You know, of course, he plays in the Big Bad Blues Band with Billy F. Gibbons. ZZ Top's going back on the road later on this year and early next year. And the guy is just a super nice guy. Love Austin Hanks and does a fantastic job. Make sure you listen to Tony Curry Radio at noon and 8 every Thursday. And you can hear the show live. And you can also go to Spotify. Search Tony Curry Radio. It's Curry with a K, and you can listen to all of our previous shows. There's like, I think, 22 episodes or something up. We got the Damon Johnson Show. It's a great classic rock show. We have When in Rome with Stuart Rome. It's a show that makes you look good, feel good, sound good. Wayne Schneider, good morning to you. It's just fantastic. So go to Spotify and search a Tony Curry Radio. You can hear me and doing my thing every morning, the Curry and Claypo Show, When in Rome, Adapter Parish, Dark Side of the Pooch, which is blowing the doors off because the pet industry is like a $14 billion industry, and we get great emails on that, so it's great. Mission Minored on Wednesday, and of course also our Live Wire Wednesdays. Check it out. You can see all the shows. It's fantastic. And download the Tony Curry Radio app. It's free. Listen to it, and if you don't like it, get rid of it. It's fine, but I'm telling you, every person that loves classic rock gets on our Tony Curry Radio app. They absolutely love it, so check that out. Blues Almighty, brand new show. Also, I want to mention Workplay, one of our great sponsors, Tommy Williams and his crew. They're bringing shows back. Speaking of shows, Bob Marston's going to be playing this Saturday night. We also have Parker Millsap coming. The Maverick Lounge presents the history, music, and life of Eric Clapton later on in June. I think I'll be there for that show. And also Sweet Tea Trio. Go to Workplay and Workplay.com, Workplay.com for all the details, all the shows going on with Tommy Williams, Joint, Courtney, and the entire crew. They do a fantastic job. I love that. All the pictures you see on Tony Curry Radio's website, TonyCurryRadio.net, they're all taken down there at Workplay. We've done a lot of parties down there. They do wonderful work. It's great. Happy birthday to Charlie Watts. He would have been 81 today, and amazing because the Rolling Stones just kicked off their 60 tour, 60 years old. And Keith Richards was asked, you know, how do you stay together for 60 years? And he's like, it's kind of like a marriage. It is a marriage. You know, he's like, we have our ups and downs, but we work through it, and we realize that we're better together than we are apart. And that is certainly true through their solo endeavors as well. But happy birthday belated to Charlie Watts, who would have been 81 today. Today is National Gun Violence Awareness Day. The timing's pretty good for that. Also, it's National Rotisserie Chicken Day. Oh, damn, I had a rotisserie chicken last night. You cannot screw up a rotisserie chicken. It's killer. And also today is Leave the Office Early Day. If you're one of those folks that's putting in over 40 hours, you're self-employed like myself, or maybe you're working multiple jobs, ask the boss to cut out a little early today. So, like many people, I was watching the Amber Heard Johnny Depp civil trial, and I was hoping that the judge would come out and see both these individuals. And I realize a lot of people love both these actresses and actors, so bear with me. But I'm just telling you how the court of American opinion looks at this case. Forget the jury, forget all that stuff. I'm just telling you why things went down the way they did. Johnny gets $10 million. It was 15, but I think it's capped at 10, and Amber got 2. And I was kind of hoping that the judge would say, listen, you two are knuckleheads. Obviously, there was a lot of toxicity there. There was bottle thrown, there was people getting hurt, there were punches thrown, everything else. And he would just thrown it out. He said, you get $5 million, you get $5 million, and get the hell out of my courtroom. But ended up what happening is Johnny Depp actually won the defamation suit. He ended up getting more of the money. They're asking now whether she'll even be able to pay that. Her net worth, according to networth.com, is somewhere between $2.5 and $10 million. Not a drop in the bucket. But Johnny's worth like $150 million plus. In the time period, she made like $3.45 million. He made like $650 million. But he's spending $300,000 a month just on personal service. It must be nice. Here's the deal. And I've been doing rock and roll for over 40 years. And I've met a lot of people. I've not met Johnny Depp. But people love celebrities that are accessible and friendly. Johnny Depp, according to Autograph Magazine, which is a magazine that's been up for like 30-something years, the last 20 years, Johnny Depp has been number one on their list as the nicest celebrity you could meet. And if you've been seeing him over in the UK, we just got off stage with Jeff Beck a few nights ago. The guy will talk to anybody. He will sign anything. He's a super nice guy. I don't know if that's the way he really is. I'm assuming he is. But people love Johnny Depp because he's a super nice guy. He'll take selfies. He'll do the whole nine yards, man. You throw in the fact that obviously we've loved his characters in almost every movie he's ever done. And that did not bode well for Amber Heard. I know the jury's not supposed to know either side. I know that's not supposed to have anything to do with it, but it does. It's the court of public opinion. People love Johnny Depp. That's why he got like 18 billion follows during this civil case or this court case, and she got like 3 million. And she became the bad person here. And I'm not saying she is a bad person, but just based off her looks and based off her roles and based off her infamous career, if you will, people were going to side with Johnny, and I think that's probably why he won the court case. I'm just being honest with you. I think she looks like a, quite frankly, she looks like a blonde pain in the ass. She looks like a person that looks like she could stir it up and get after it, and it looked like more of a money grab. Now, that being said, he's the one that sued her originally, and then she came back to sue him, and obviously it wasn't near the $50 or $100 million courses. But these people saying that the Me Too movement's dead, it's not dead, hardly. It's still out there. It still is. This was just a celebrity situation where a lot of people obviously were very interested in it. It was top of the news on Fox and NBC and CBS and ABC last night. It was unbelievable how much coverage it got. But that's what it is. I will be super interested. I think this is going to be a huge resurgence for Johnny Depp's career. I think any movie he puts out, people are absolutely going to love it, whether that's right or wrong. And I think it's going to kill Amber Heard. I really do. And it's unfortunate because I believe that some shit went down between the two. I don't have any doubt that there were some slapping, kicking, breaking things. And then let's throw in the alcohol and the drugs that fueled this relationship. It was crazy from the get-go. And this is not rare. Think about it. You got all the money in the world. You're with beautiful people. I was watching the Bobby Brown biography the last four nights. Have you watched that on A&E? Lord almighty. Him and Whitney Houston. I mean, you want to talk about toxic enabling? They weren't there to help each other, man. They loved hard and they fought hard, and that's the way it was, and that's what it looks like happened in this particular relationship. The other thing I'll say about this, and this goes for anyone who's ever been through a divorce, man, just keep in mind before you file, before you decide you want to jump off that edge, have a nice conversation with that person. It may be irreparable, it may be impossible, irreconcilable, you can't fix it. Irreconcilable, I'm trying to say. But just realize that everything that you ever shared with that mate, every single thing that you trusted that person with is probably going to come out on the other side. Both ways. That's the way it is. It just gets ugly. It's an ugly fight. Congratulations to Johnny Depp. He looks like he's on his way, and now Amber Heard. Some people are saying what's going to happen if Amber can't pay it. She obviously probably will appeal this particular case. But if she does appeal, she has to put up the $10.45 million or whatever it's capped off in order to continue the case. So that's going to be really, really interesting. But again, an ugly story, and certainly we love our celebrities more so than any other country around here, and that's why a lot of people were watching that. But the court of public opinion, to me, I think people just love Johnny. I think he's just, he's Jack, dude. I mean, he's just that guy that everyone wants to be with, and you throw in the fact that he is really, really, really liked by the public, certainly plays well into that. Also, a very interesting story I want to talk about this morning. I think it's really interesting. It's a local story. Caitlyn Jenner came out yesterday and was talking about the transgender movement and transgender assignment of sexuality. You're born a boy, you want to become a girl. You're a girl, you want to become a boy, you know, all that stuff. And that's what Caitlyn Jenner did. Well, Bruce, formerly known as Bruce, Caitlyn came out and said yesterday that he could hit, or she could hit, a golf ball nearly 300 yards off the tee box still. Now, most women can't hit a golf ball 300 yards. That's why you have women's tees, the white tees, the men's tees, this, that, and that. And he said, despite the fact that he's gone through all kinds of treatments, all kinds of medical things through his doctors, that there's still something not right about a woman who used to be a man that can hit a golf ball 285 yards. Steve Harsh, good morning to you, brother. Good to see for you, man. Great to hear from you. And her point was, I still have a lot of testosterone in this body. And obviously through my muscle mass and the training I did when I was in the Olympics and everything else, there's still a lot of guy left in me. I consider myself a woman, but I still have a lot of man left in me, certainly from a physical standpoint. They were talking about that swimmer and the track runners, these women that used to be men that are now women that are winning all these races. And you know, here in the state of Alabama, we're a little behind, but we're kind of dig our heels in on these things like that, and we're not allowing transgender athletes to... The way you were born is what you have to compete in. So Lifetime Fitness, which is a gym that's right up the street from here, recently had several people that go to Lifetime Fitness, and they started a petition because evidently there is someone that works there, and again, I don't know all the details. All I know is what I'm reading that goes into the women's restroom that used to be a man and now goes as a woman, identifies herself as a woman. And so there's been a petition of over 300 women and girls that are saying that they're incredibly uncomfortable with the policy of Lifetime Fitness. Lifetime Fitness came out and said, we recognize these are changing times, respect their varying perspectives on this topic. In addition to supporting our team members, federal anti-discrimination law permits team members of large employers such as ours to use the bathroom and or locker room with which they identify. The safety and privacy of both our members and team members is paramount, such that all team members undergo a background check upon hire and must observe the company's code of business conduct and ethics and other policies. I'm not saying there's anything weird going on. I'm just trying to put myself in the situation, in the perspective of if I had a daughter who was going to Lifetime Fitness that was in the same locker room with someone who used to identify as a man who now identifies as a woman, how would that make me feel? Do I think there's anything precarious or weird or strange or creepy or sexual going on? No. But I certainly understand where it would make some people uncomfortable. And the fact that 300 Lifetime Fitness people have signed this petition to get this changed is really interesting to me. I'm getting to the point now where I realize that transgender is here to stay. I also understand that it is this much of this. It's such a small percentage of what we're dealing with, and we probably spend way too much time talking about it. And with that being said, we're going to have to, depending on how many men decide they want to be women and women want to be decide men, and let's keep religious out of this. Let's just talk about the logistics, the basics here. We're going to end up having transgender games and transgender birthday and transgender bathrooms. We're going to have to create something for these people to have their own, because as long as you are born a male and you change into a female, or you're born a female and you change into a male, there's always going to be people that are uncomfortable with that. And quite frankly, if you look at people who have sex identity surgery or go through the proper processes through a doctor to change their actual identity, sometimes they look a lot different because of the way their body was built in the first place. So I don't know what's going to happen here. I've been to Lifetime Fitness. It's a fine place. Not one of my favorite places. Too big. The parking lot's always flipping full. I can't get in a swimming pool. But they've been on the air with us, and that's fine. But your thoughts on that? I think it's really, really interesting. Again, don't forget to check out the Tony Curry Radio app. Download that Tony Curry Radio app. Go to Spotify, man, and listen to our shows. They're fantastic. It's unbelievable. How many great shows we have on Spotify. Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks will be going again later on today at noon and 8. And again, go to Spotify and you can listen to all of our shows. There's hundreds of episodes of everything we do here on Tony Curry Radio. I hope you have a fantastic day. Great shows. Don't forget, of course, Work Play. We got the Garth Brooks Show, which is going to be coming up on Saturday. I may be down there for that bad boy if I can afford a $200 ticket. Kudos to Protective Life Stadium and the city of Birmingham utilizing that great stadium. All the USFL games, by the way, are going to be moved to Legion Field this weekend. But if you want to go check out Garth Brooks on Saturday, this is a Lifetime. I've never seen Garth Brooks play. I've seen millions of shows, but I've never seen Garth play, and I hear he puts on a hell of a show, so I may see you down there on Saturday. Have a blessed day. Thanks for watching. Continue to listen to Tony Curry Radio on the Tony Curry Radio app and on Spotify.